Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world. This is Austin from A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. If you love this podcast episode, and if you love this podcast in general, I have some other really, really great things. So first and foremost, I actually am an approved teacher for guided meditations on the Insight Timer app. So you can actually search that on Google Store as well as the Apple Store. That's going to be, once again, Insight Timer. You can also find some guided meditations like self-love and wealth affirmations on my YouTube. That's going to be PMPVXMio, or you can just look up PMPV Podcast on YouTube. You can also find me on Instagram, PMPV Podcast. You can also find my website, PMPVPodcast.com. That will also take you a link to my guided affirmation cards. There's 35 cards, all with guided affirmations, with beautiful phrases, starting with I am. It's one of the most powerful phrases we can use when talking about ourselves, and we need to make sure that we follow ourselves up with love and that affection. So if you're curious at all, and if you're open to exploring or checking out something different, I strongly encourage you, if you love this podcast and if you love these episodes and if you really resonate with them, check out some more of my content. It's beautiful and I know you're going to love it. Peace and blessings and love and light always. Ashe. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world, and welcome to A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. First and foremost, I want to congratulate each and every one of you and take a moment of celebration for us finally getting through Mercury retrograde. Whew. Man, let's just take a moment to just say, damn, goddamn. That was a hell of a Mercury retrograde, y'all. Mercury just went direct. We still have a bit of shadow energy for the next couple of weeks. However, we do have Mercury going direct. And if I'm not mistaken, Mars will be going into retrograde or stationing towards the end of the month. So we have a nice window of some planets going direct, of some really good energy. But more importantly, I wanted to focus on Mercury going direct for a minute because, you know, Mercury's the messenger. It's all about communication, it's all about timing, and it's about speed, right? But when Mercury is forced to slow down and go into retrograde, it's forced to do just that, slow down. And in that time allows the most important reflection. So with these six planets that have been in retrograde, we have had a lot of time in reflecting on specifically our finances, our personal relationships, our environment that we're in, and also how we view the world, how we view ourselves, our sense of self-identity, right? So there's been a lot of things that have come up with that. In addition, we also have ended for some people 10, for other people 12, it's a 10 to 12 year karmic cycle. Now, these relationships, and it's in relationships specifically, and I know this because I've experienced it as well within this time, is that if there are certain damages or there are certain traumas or there are certain things that are holding you back from stepping into this new chapter completely wholeheartedly, and they have to do with relationships, potentially something or a behavior or a belief or something that you started subconsciously with relationships 10 to 12 years ago, this is now ending. But it's ending if you choose to allow this to end. Now, what do I mean by that? So I'm sure throughout this time, we've had a lot of tests. We've had a lot of challenges. We've had a lot of things come towards us and appear sweet, appear beautiful, appear incredible, when really they are a tool and a test to see if we are really ready to learn and grow and to step forward and ascend. Now, some people have experienced a really, really, really beautiful time known as the divine union. The divine union is the divine masculine and the divine feminine, understanding their errors, their ways, their traumas, their hurt, and all of their pain. And they transmute that not only individually, but together. And no matter how hard it is, they make the choice to push through because what they know on the other side is better than anything they've ever experienced. Now, what you also have is what's known as a false twin flame. And I'm just starting to learn about these things, so I'm not going to, you know, act like an expert in any way, shape, or form. But from what I've understood, a false twin flame is both the divine masculine and feminine. And they come together and things just completely hit off. They appear incredible. Everything is right and perfect. And then challenges come up. And then they're tested. And then they're pressured. And then they're pressed. And one or the other, if not both, chooses to fold and revert back to their old behavior or their old cycles or their old conditions. And because of that, they do not have the power or the strength, or do not exude or exert such for them to be able to move forward, for them to be able to grow and expand, right? So thus producing a false light, a false flame, a false twin flame between the two. You see what I'm getting at now? Now, once again, it may be one person, it may be both parties. However, ultimately, at the end of the day, all of these situations, everything we've been experiencing, everything we've been dealing with and feeling, have been meant to help us grow. Now, I understand that you've heard that probably time and time again, and the shit sucks. You're like, I'm tired of fucking growing. I just want to chill. But do you? Do you really want to stay where you are? Do you really want to stay where you are experiencing what you're doing, right? So it's been a lot going on. Once again, six planets in retrograde. We now have five. Mercury just went direct today. We had, you know, these karmic cycles and these karmic relationships come up and either end or continue for the next 10 to 12 years. Because that's the thing with these relationships and these cycles. If you do not make the change now, guess what you just started for the next 10 to 12 years? That same exact cycle. And I'm seeing it time and time again, people thinking that they're making the change or they're making a difference when really they're just inadvertently doing the same thing in a different way or in a different vessel, right? Or in a different fashion. However, it's at the root the same behavior. So you have a choice. You have a choice to acknowledge these things, acknowledge these traumas, acknowledge these faults or these things that are holding you back from being the happiest, reaching your truest potential and being exactly as you're meant to. Or you can say, this is too hard, I can't do it, and stay where you are. And either way, that's your choice. However, I choose to ascend. I don't know about you, because I know at the end of the day, there's so much greater to have, greater to do, greater to achieve. And also, there's a greater existence to have and to be. Now, what does all this come down to? It comes down to your growth. And the meaning and the reason why I started with this episode introducing all of those things is because those are all external factors that are affecting you, right? But they're affecting you. They're helping you and causing catalysts and transformations for you to grow. I say all of that to say you cannot grow alone. Now, I know that a lot of people are saying, well, I'm growing alone. I'm by myself. I'm on my own, this, that, and the other. I'm growing alone. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because you're interacting with people every day or on some type of a regular basis, right? It may not be every day if you work remote, whatever the situation is. However, you are interacting with society in some form of another, social media, so on and so forth. Now, when you experience and have contrast and have conflict and, you know, you don't have a good feeling within yourself, that is teaching you what you do want by experiencing what you don't want. Now, I know that some of you are familiar with, you know, Abraham Hicks and the law of attraction, things like that. They talk about this a lot, you know, when it comes to the law of attraction and going through what you don't want so you know what you do want. However, we have then the choice to move forward and to say, I know what I want. I know my behaviors. I'm going to change them. Or we have the choice not to. Now, what else is integrated with this? Once again, these external factors. These external factors are come in the form of retrogrades, karmic cycles, you know, divine unions, false twin flames, so on and so forth. But how does that resonate in the real world? Well, that manifests in the people, right? The people around you, the environment that you're in, the people that are around you that you may have been having conflict with, that you may have parted ways from, that you may have removed yourself from, who may have hurt you and you are choosing to now cause distance or completely cut ties completely, right? We're entering eclipse season too. So a lot of karma and a lot of ties and a lot of things are going to be cut, be removed and be transformed. So with that being said, right now at this very time, I say all of that to say you are experiencing this growth. You are experiencing hardship, pain, happiness, joy, love, and creation, as well as destruction with other entities, with other beings, with other energies. So I say all of that to say, once again, you cannot grow alone. Just as the seeds need the water, the nutrients of the soil and sunlight, most importantly, time and patience, right? Those four things come together and they create a plant, a flower, a vegetable, a fruit, you know, something that provides and contributes to something greater. So it takes a community. It does truly take a village. And I know that some of you are just like, well, why the hell did I have to experience this? Or why did this person have to come into my life? Or why did, you know, X, Y, and Z have to happen? Ultimately, at the end of the day, it happened because that person entered your life to help you grow. That experience entered your life to help you grow. And whether it was good or it was bad, they came to show you something. They came to teach you something. Now, you can get caught up on the individual and get mad and upset and say, I hate you, and hold that hate in your heart. But remember, that's heavy, isn't it? Haven't you been doing that? Isn't that a behavior you've been committing to and saying, you know what, I'm just going to remove you from my life, or I'm just going to never talk to you again, or I'm just going to hold that hate in my heart and just cause complete distance and dissonance and quiet from you? Haven't you been doing that enough already? Is the ultimate question. Now, at the end of the day, this is all your choice, but I just wanted to more importantly say, and in this message specifically, get you to understand that you're not alone, because you cannot grow alone. And I know that a lot of people right now, the reason why I'm bringing up this message as well is because a lot of people have been feeling alone. A lot of people have been going through a lot of shit, divorces, relationship endings, just a lot of things happening. And people have been just dragged through the mud, they feel, by the universe, and they're just getting their ass kicked. And all these things are coming up left, right, and front and center. Those things are catalysts to help continue your growth. And also, as you're experiencing those things, understand that you have divine guides, you have divine ancestors, you have spirits and angels and this beautiful energy surrounding you, carrying you through this. However, are you going to go kicking and screaming, or are you going to go gracefully? Because at the end of the day, you can try to swim up the current as much as you'd like, but it will always, always carry you to where you're meant to be. Once again, you can try as you might to swim against the current, but when you finally tire, it will carry you to where you're meant to be. So ultimately, the choice is yours, right? How do you want to grow? But more importantly, understand that once again, you can't grow alone. And even if you try to isolate yourself from the world and from people and say, I'm never dealing with people again, this, that, and the other, you're still going to have interactions. You're still going to have moments. You're still going to have opportunity to be able to grow. Even when you read, even when you listen to a podcast, that's still taking in information, absorbing energy that another being, another entity, another person produced, right? So with that being said, once again, you're still not alone. I really think that, you know, the biggest message of this episode is just to remind you that you're not alone. I know it's hard. I know that there's times where the nights get cold, they get dark, they get very lonesome. There's times where you question what you're doing, who you are, where you're at, if you're even worthy of going through what you are, if you're even worthy of the dreams, if the dreams are even worth it, if the pain is worth it, if everything is worth what you're going through, if you should just stop now and just say, you know what, I'm getting off this ride, I'm fucking done. Know that you're not alone experiencing this. Trust me, I assure you, my entire world has been flipped upside down, but it's caused me to develop a certain strength and a resilience within to say, I understand myself. I believe in myself. I know who I am and what I deserve, and I will settle for nothing less than. And more importantly, once you understand that, you got to talk that talk. So sometimes, especially during a retrograde, the same people who hurt you try to come back. And you have to now pass that test and show the universe and say, no, I've had my lesson, and say enough is enough. I will not allow you to walk all over me. I will not allow you to treat me the way you are. I will not allow you to leave and come back whenever you think, because you just think that I'm always going to be here. And I'm not, because I deserve consistency. I deserve loyalty. I deserve love. I deserve appreciation. I deserve respect. But more importantly, I deserve to be happy, and I deserve to be appreciated, and I deserve to live in the abundance that is here. And you do. You are worthy of that love. You are worthy of that appreciation. You are worthy of that self-respect. You are worthy to have someone, and in being in an environment where you can create, to have someone co-create with you, to be in a life where you don't want a break from, where you don't want a vacation from, where you don't need, you know, an ability to escape. That's what this is all about, is giving you the opportunity to create a world you don't need to escape from. So I say that all to say, we're entering a time right now where we're going to need the collective effort, and we're going to need support, and we're going to need healing, and we're going to need a moment of transformation for the collective, from the collective, by the collective. Now, what do I mean by that? As we enter this new time in this new age, we are going to continue to learn that there are certain abilities and gifts about who we are, what we're here to share with the world, what we're meant to share with the world, and these things are going to come online. Then it comes time for us to have the wherewithal and the resilience, but also an open heart, right? That's why we're going through this as well, is, you know, we have to feel through all of these things to make room for the new relationships, to make room for the new people that we're meeting, to make room for the new abundance that is coming for us. And I know it may not feel like it right now. Trust me, I do. But just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a brightness and a beauty and a greatness that is here awaiting you if you just so choose to step into it. It is here for you. It is waiting. It is calling your name. Step into it. It's okay. I don't know what it's going to look like. I wish I could tell you. I don't. I can't see that. I don't have that ability yet. Maybe, you know, you never know. But what I do know is that there's a beautiful life ahead of you and in front of you if you're willing to surrender, if you're so willing to choose, and that choice is ultimately yours. So as I said, we start to have our downloads, we start to have our upgrades, and we understand. Then what do? Is we understand our gifts, we start to develop them, experiment with them, understand how we can live off of these gifts, how we can build with these gifts and share something with the world with these gifts. Then we build a community. Then we allow our vibration to attract not the wrong people, because that's what this is about. Like, once you choose to no longer engage in these karmic relationships and these karmic life lessons anymore, you ascend, and it's like you get like a whole new, it's like you're in a video game and you get like this whole new level with all new friends, all new upgrades, everybody's all new. But you have to do the work and do the healing and do the understanding and create peace within yourself so that you don't enter this new world with old ways of thinking, with the mistrust, with the trauma, with the hurt, with the pain, and say, I'm not going to be your friend because I think you're going to do this, or I'm not going to give this to you because you're going to use this against me, or I'm not going to say this or bring this up because X, Y, and Z. Fuck that. This is the time to kill all that, and we should have been killing all that in these last couple of months. If you haven't, we still have an opportunity, right? We have a lot of things turning around. October is the month of harvest. It's the month of bringing to fruition. It's the month of really plucking the fruit and the grains of the seeds that we have sown and really harvesting and enjoying all of our hard work and labor and reaping the benefit and the rewards of our hard work. But it's up to us to put that work in. And just because you haven't the entire time doesn't mean you can't start now. What matters is the choice. The choice to say, enough is enough, I am done. You'd be surprised at the beautiful manifestations and miracles the universe will bring to you once you say, I surrender. Once you say, I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to experience this anymore. Once again, you are experiencing these things to show you what is no longer in your vibration. If you're continuing to experience situations where you don't feel good, where you're hurt, where you're in pain, where you're just not feeling it, that is an obvious sign that that is no longer in your vibration, in your alignment. Now, that could be family, that could be friends, that could be spouses, that could be, you know, decades long of relationships. I never said it's going to be easy. I never said it was going to be easy, but I believe that the universe has also been showing you signs and giving you help in understanding these things. Maybe there's been some really hard truths that have come to light. Maybe there's been a lot of shattered realities or shattered dreams that you've had regarding an individual, an environment, or a thought that you had of how things were going to go, and now it's just shattered and poof, gone. That is an opportunity for renewal. Those ashes are allowing you to be reborn into a phoenix for this new chapter. But you have to let it go. And I know that's a very hard thing to do. I know that these people hurt you, these people wronged you. I don't know what they did to you, because I don't. But I can potentially sympathize with the feeling. I could potentially come from a place of understanding from a similar heartbreak or a hurt or a pain. No, I don't know what they did to you, but I also know how great you are and how resilient you are and how strong you are and how beautiful you are and how divine you are and how you have the ability to rise above even that, and how when you allow yourself to, your energy can take over a room It transforms people's lives. I know people who go through serious mental health every single day, serious mental health problems, but they wake up and they put a smile on their face, and it's hard for them to sometimes. And I recognize that because I see that mask. I see that mask very well because I wear it myself. I'll be fully honest with you. However, when we put that mask on and when we share that light with people, that light that's there it's healing, it's transformative, it's letting someone else know that they're okay, that they're not alone. And quite honestly, that's what this time is to break that mask, is to shatter that mask and say, who you are is going to be who you are. Now it's time for you to walk that walk and talk that talk. We can't wear a mask anymore. We have to be honest with ourselves. Are we really light workers? Are we really light beings? Do we really want to contribute to the greater of the collective? Or do we just want to say we want to do good and then make a bunch of money and then stop? That's something that's really coming up right now is, you know, how big are you willing to go? How much are you willing to sacrifice for your purpose, for your gift to this world? What are you willing to do? Once again, are you willing to start a whole new life, give potentially up everything and say, you know what? I have what I need. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm willing to create. I'm willing to step into the unknown. Are you willing to surround yourself with new people, with new environments, with new experiences that are limitless, that are abundant, that are transformative? Are you willing to surrender and say, I have these things that I don't like, or that I have these things that are causing me pain, struggle, hurt, and turmoil in my interactions, in my relationships, in my environment? I understand that I am now choosing to heal this, to face this darkness, to bring and shed light upon this darkness within. It's all about bringing the fragments together. It's all about bringing the pieces together. But once again, you can't do that alone, because once again, just as other people are reflections of you, they're all their alternate reflections of you. So they can shed light on pieces and parts of you that you may not have known have been hurt. Now, sometimes that in itself can come from hurt, right? Revealing that which is hurt by a greater thorn, or understanding that, you know, maybe you thought that that scar was healed when really it's just a scab that's just really, really good and someone just ripped it off and now it's time for it to heal. But you can only heal that with your love. You can only heal that with your self-authority, with your self-sovereignty. You can only heal that with moving forward in the direction that is in alignment with your highest self. And I don't know what that looks like for everybody. I'll be completely honest. I've had a trouble and it's been a hell in a handbasket for me trying to figure out what this looks like for myself. But know that if you're feeling the same way, dude, you're not alone. This shit is crazy, man. There's been so much that has been, you know, transformed and removed from me and pulled from me and taken from me to where I feel like I'm just back at ground zero. But there's also so much protection that has been from the universe, so much love, so many resources, so many things that have been granted and given to me to where I don't have to worry, to where I can focus on healing and manifesting and really understanding my darkness. So once again, you don't grow alone. When you're wanting and willing to surrender and really put in the work, the universe will support you. The universe will be right there with you saying, I got you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you build, grow, and expand. I'm going to provide X, Y, and Z for you. I'm going to give you this time. I'm going to provide you these resources. If you, whatever you choose to do with it is a part of your lesson, but I am going to give you what you need to build the life that you want. So what do you want to build? What kind of life do you want to build? What do you want to have? What is your ideal situation? What's your ideal relationship? What's your ideal work environment? How do you want to feel every morning when you wake up? How do you want to go to bed? That is the opportunity of what we have to build. If we're willing to surrender, if we're willing to acknowledge the darkness within ourselves, and if we're willing to fully release and let go of that darkness within us that may be even attached to others as well. Once again, trauma is an emotional response to an experience that we have that becomes embedded within our psyche over time to create a narrative typically negative about ourselves or about people or even both. Now is the time to release those things. Now is the time to let that go. Now is the time to be free. Now is the time to be free. Now is the time to be free. I cannot say that enough. Now is the time to be free. Receive that message. Receive this in your heart. Now is the time to be free. Free yourself from your past. Free yourself from your history. Free yourself from your traumas. Free yourself from your negative behaviors and impulses. Free yourself from who you were so that you can gracefully, lightly, and happily step into who you are meant to be. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. I cannot stress that enough. We will not have opportunities like this going much further. Things are going to change rather drastically and dramatically. We are going through so much period of transformation and hurt and pain so that we can allow and make room for so much love and peace and happiness. It's like the more that you're clearing out, the more you're making room for. Right now, I'm not saying go purge and fucking cut every single person off and change your life. I mean, hey, some of you may need to do that. But I'm not saying that you go do that. What I'm saying is you surrender and understand and reflect and identify the things that are around you that are no longer contributing to your growth, that are no longer contributing to your success, that are hindering and holding you back, even your own behaviors. I know people right now that are identifying and understanding that they have narcissistic aspects of themselves. I'm understanding and seeing that there's a lot of people who are dealing with trauma from a very, very young age and need time and space to heal through that. I'm understanding that there are people who have been doing the work and they've been going through this, and this entire six planet retrograde, they were kind of just floating through because they've been through the turmoil and they've already been doing the work. I know people all along the spectrum, and I've been seeing it time and time again, and I've seen hurt and pain, but also transformation and glory and love. And I've seen what this new world can be if we're willing to allow ourselves to step into it. So once again, I ask you, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose this new world, or are you going to choose the old behaviors? Are you going to choose the same results? Remember, doing the same thing and expecting a different result is called what? Insanity. And there's nothing more insane than performing the same action and expecting a different result. There's nothing more insane than being around the same people and expecting a change and transformation, unless it's within yourself. There is nothing more insane than saying, I want a new life, but not doing the work and to put in the work so that you can have that new life. It's time to walk the walk. You be talking the talk. I've been seeing it. I've been hearing it. You want to heal. You want to grow. You want to shine. You want to be abundant. You want to transform your life. Okay, this is it. This is what you've been experiencing. This is what it looks like. Of course, it gets muddy first. Sometimes in order to step into the light, we must first touch the darkness. We must first understand the darkness so that, and pass through it so that we can get to the light, so that we can have so much more of an appreciation for the light. Because without the darkness, how can we know how bright the light can be, how warm that light can feel, how energetic and recharging and reassuring and supportive, and how full of life and love that light can be? How do we know that if we have not gone through the trenches and swam through the rivers of despair, of disappointment, of depression, of hurt, of pain, of all of these different transgressions in our souls, of turmoil, of financial struggle, of physical abuse, of all of these things? How can we know what the light truly feels like if we have not ourselves gone through darkness? Now, what I will say is that it doesn't have to be like that forever. Now, you will go through life and experience things in contrast. You will, for sure, because it's going to show you and allow you to create more of what you want by experiencing what you don't want. However, the gravity of how intense things will lighten up for the years to come. Now, there's going to be some crazy shit. There's going to be some crazy shit in the world. The world's going to change and transform. The old world is ending. This new world is coming to fruition. There's a lot of change, a lot of craziness going on. And I'm not saying this is like new world order conspiracy or nothing crazy like that. What I'm saying is that there is a new world forming. There is a new collective and way of thinking forming. And the old ways of thinking and the old ideals and the old beliefs are dying. That is fact. However, what we allow it to be and what we create it to be is completely up to us. It's up to how much work we put in. It's up to what we're willing to do. It's up with what we're willing to sacrifice and change and transform. And more importantly, it's about what we're willing to give. And that's the biggest thing, is that, yes, a lot of this has been hurtful. A lot of this has been painful. But now what are you going to do with that pain? What are you going to do when someone comes to you and shares with you a similar story than what you've endured? Who shares with you a message and tells you a tale that is so similar to yours that you feel as though you're living their life? Are you going to offer a message of reassurance and strength? Or are you going to say, I don't know, I didn't get through it, I chose to stay? And that's what it comes down to, is that when you are rejecting your growth, when you are not willing to grow and willing to make these choices, you are cutting yourself off from gifts that benefit the world, that benefit so many hundreds of thousands of people around you. And you'll never know it, because it's just your light. It's just what you do every day, from the moment you wake up to the thank you that you give your people when you get your coffee or drinks or whatever you do in the morning, to when you go to bed and everybody you interact with in between. That is the gift that you give. However, if you are willing to, and if you are, I should say, unwilling to grow and willing to stay where you are and say, oh, it'll get better, you are showing, being shown time and time again, it's not going to. But if you just want to just neglectfully be there, right, and ignorantly remain in that space, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, all right? That's one thing that I had to learn through this retrograde, is that I'm not sugarcoating shit anymore. I'm going to fully step into my throat chakra as a Taurus, and that is where my strength comes from, is my voice. You feel it, you hear it, you learn from it, you experience it, and that is my truth. So it is a place of ignorance. If you're being shown all of these signs and all of these things, and you're just going to be like, No, it's not a sign. No, you're just tripping. No, I'm just tripping. No, I'm just overthinking it. Are you, though? Are you, though? Because at the end of the day, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, like my man Cole said, fuck the peace signs. I'm going to grab the strap and make it rain on you. So at the end of the day, you know, you have a choice of what this life is going to be, the way this world is going to be formed and shaped, and it all starts with you. But understand that, once again, you need that negativity to grow. You need those people to hurt you in some form of another, because you need to heal that. If you're hurt from something, that reveals a wound that needs to be hurt or healed. If you experience that, you are in a place where you are receptive to healing. And you should really be proud of yourself, because you're receptive to the healing and your wound has been exposed so that it can heal. And that's the thing, is a lot of people are experiencing this, like, why am I going through this pain? Why am I going through this tragedy, this, that, and the other? Your wounds are being opened so that they can be filled with light, with love, with strength, with resilience, with understanding, with compassion, right? With true light and love. But you have to be willing to surrender and let that love in. You have to be willing to surrender and let that light in, because if not, you're going to stay in the same place you are. And I don't know what that's going to look like, because I'm not going to wait around to see. I'm zooming. We on this rocket ship. I'm trying to, like Parliament said, we on the mothership, baby, the mothership connection. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Yes, Lord. So once again, y'all, happy Mercury direct. We have a beautiful, beautiful time right now. Energies are going to start aligning with us, and things are a lot more going to be going in our favor in relation to the work we've been putting in and what we've been willing to release. And some great surprises are here from the universe as well, right? We have some really great gifts coming. Once again, it's about harvesting, getting those rewards, and tasting that beautiful bounty of the work you've been putting in over the year. So celebrate yourself. Celebrate these moments. Celebrate the things you've overcome. Revel in your strength. Revel in your resilience. Revel in the fact that you have come this far, and you are not just going to come this far. You are going to overcome this and go further, because that's what it's about. I love you all. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light always. May you continue to grow. May you continue to expand. And most importantly, may you choose growth. Because know that, once again, you do not grow alone. You will not grow alone. And you cannot grow alone. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light always and in always and forever. Always feel free to reach out to me if you need me. Reach out to me on Instagram, PMPV Podcast. You can reach out to me on Facebook, search my name, Austin Varvel. You can reach out to me on my website, PMPVpodcast.com. I also have my positive affirmation decks on there, my guided meditations. We have some positive affirmation stickers as well. We got some great stuff on there, so make sure you check it out. The links are all available for you, but once again, most importantly, remember your light, remember your love, know that you are limitless, you are incredible, you are here to grow, you are here to expand, you are here to change the world, you are here to help heal the world, you are here to contribute to something greater than yourself. And when you allow yourself to, the rewards that you get and the feelings that you get from that contribution, there is no true greater feeling, because you experience the oneness within your higher self, within the universe, with those around you, and with yourself, most importantly. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light always, and in always and forever. Ashe.